but we do, we're working in Terre Haute.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, let's see, right? So I thought you said yesterday.
Changed over, this taxi salesman doesn't get weekends. So I need to see why we're weekends. Hello.
I think women involved in the union up at the decision-making level.
Where's, Dolly over here, on there, is one of our business agents.
Mm-hmm.
She's a business agent. Teresa is somewhere around here, is a business agent. One of our others, isn't here now, but, she's gone to another job, but there's another new business agent female coming on. The majority are males, granted, but, yeah.
Can you, do you have any idea why there's been more of a willingness at this time for the high-paid men to take the stand behind the low-paid women? Do you see changes? You don't?
I think it's an awareness that's coming as to people's, you know, how badly rich people are treated and how badly they're paid. I believe that we've changed our structure recently to unify better our union, and there's an awareness developing from that. It's coming. It's got some way to go yet, but this kind of thing does more in 5 days than a year would do otherwise. This guy here is the president of our local 20, which is one of our big clerical locals. He's normally a salesman. He's one of the highest paid people in the classified. This is good for him, I'm sure. Al McLean, though. It's a good experience. If you're one of the business agents and I'm the business unless you're involved with education.
Uh-huh. What's your overall feeling about this as a tactic for taking over the work?
Well, I think it's proved a few things to our people, and you know, I guess in the long term we don't really know how much it's assisted or helped otherwise, so we won't know that until we get this thing resolved. You know, we've been since October the 4th of 1979 trying to get a contract with this company, and you know, that's 16 months basically. And it's not getting faster, it's getting slower every time trying to get a contract. You know, the process is obviously not working.
Do you think that they're trying to smash the union?
Well, that's pretty obvious. Yeah. Sure.
Stalling and stalling and stalling.
Well, you know, when the strings are being pulled from the states, from Stamford to Connecticut, and maybe they don't understand the labor situation in D.C., and maybe they think they can do things that they might be able to get away with back there, but you know, they can't get away with that in D.C. It's not the same.
That awareness spread right through the union to all the members, or is that?
We've got a long way to go, but we're making good progress.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I think so. I think when you get people just rank and file pulling like you're seeing them pull this weekend, and many of them have never sort of been involved like this before, and they see firsthand the need for it. It'll never be the same for them. They're going to move on from here into good things. I think we got some good people coming out of it.
If management was here, they'd charge you a nickel for breaking the rule.
How was it all night?
Long, really long. It was a really long night.
You should probably move over there.
Yeah. I didn't get any sleep until about half an hour ago. But it was really slow. I was actually having a party up there, kind of a going away party, having a really good time.
I understand that Daisy was the last to move down here.
Yeah, I think so. TSPS just went before us, and then we just came down now. We're the last ones to come down.
So customer service right up to the last minute?
Well, yeah, it was. Actually, we're expecting to do it right up to about 5 to 12, actually. But I guess they just decided to move us out early. But it is exactly 11:30, and we just got down here, so
good work. What's the feeling?
It's a lot. It's a new experience for a lot of the girls. Like, they've never been in a strike situation before. I guess they're kind of excited about it, you know. Not really excited, but they're anticipating, you know, things. They never had to pound the pavement and stuff like that, right? So I think they're, myself, I'm excited. It's my first strike, too. And I just want to shake my sign, you know, and have a really good time.
You think that people are ready for a long haul?
Well, Clark was saying this morning that he doesn't expect anything past a month. He's really confident that it shouldn't last any more than a month. So we feel really good about that.
Indeed.
Yeah. We haven't been working quite as hard as you. Yesterday morning, we got home, working nonstop, stayed up all night.
What was the feeling up there?
Mixed feeling, but we've been pleased with what they're doing, and we're going to stick with them, stick together.
It's cold outside.
I haven't been out enough in the last 5 days or whatever it's been to even know what the weather's been like.
Maybe you should grab a coffee before you get out there for something hot outside.
Well, we'll be hot by the time we get just standing. Is there any management? I don't know. As far as
the
I know, they're not in.
On the door is quite tight. Press only.
I don't think management's not until we are out.
Oh, I see.
So anybody calling up there right now is getting nothing. Screwed up lines.
Ask around some of the girls. Somebody lost their
lost. Probably me. Lucky,
aren't you? Douglas, how you doing? I'll see you outside.
Never mind. Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that cop?
I just remembered as you said that I forgot them on the board.
No, this is all the sixth floor radio people and stuff they're bringing down now.
Well, is this the guy that had a bomb scare?
Yeah, Sunday night. Jimmy fell down the stairs?
Yeah, it's one of the last people in the world that needs to fall down the stairs.
How long have you had the baby?
What is
the occupation?
Just today.
It's a little bit scary, eh? What part of BC Child do you work in?
In DC.
Yeah? And what is, how is it for you with a child, the working condition?
No job. It's not going to be that good. But then, I'm going to be broke.
I heard that it's pretty tight up there under normal conditions for time off and that. Do you find that affecting you as a mother?
No, because I've got at work the hours that I work fit for the baby.
What hours do you work?
5 to midnight or later. So I'm off for the day and then my husband looks after me and works out.
The other day, and I just wanted to know if you'd like to talk about how you're feeling now.
Fantastic.
Now.
Yeah.
Because?
Oh, I don't know. Why? Because. Why?
So what happened?
I don't know.
There's a really high feeling here in the room.
I feel that for the simple reason that maybe for once, you know, it'll get some sort of settlement instead of they're just sitting there not knowing what's going to happen, and this sort of thing, so we're taking some sort of action. You know, it's better than just sitting around doing nothing. You know, maybe this way it'll...
Hopefully, anyways.
You know, settle things and, you know, bring things to an outcome of some sort.
What's the feeling about walking out? Everybody's okay?
Yeah, I think especially after the union takeover, you know, the reason we're walking out is because of the injunction mainly, wants to stay here. I think basically everyone's more or less considering it more as there's a lockout, really, than a walkout because of the injunction. You know, we were working and
right up till now,
you know, just So we felt all this time that the company really wasn't making any effort to, come to some sort of an agreement. And, because of the injunction or whatever, I don't think anyone really thinks of it as a lockout or as a lockout.
It is.
In a sense that they don't want us to work.
What are you going to do once you're locked out?
Well, I can't speak for everyone, only for myself. I really am not in a position to go for a very long period of time without work. So I guess I'll have to find some sort of alternate employment, part-time or whatever, to have some money coming in, or what everyone else is going to do. I don't know. I guess some girls I know I've talked to are going to move back home with their family, temporarily. Other people have jobs that they've worked at previously that they can get employment at. I guess everyone's sort of in the same boat. I guess some people have enough savings where they can last a while not working. But
you won't get strike pay?
If you pick it, I guess, yes. But
how long would that
this
be?
It's
a lot of people out for strike pay to last very long.
What I've heard from the past is that it only, temporary measure that runs out eventually. So.
And you don't think the company's going to settle quick?
I think the company will try to stretch it out as far as they can.
Yeah.
They don't seem to care very much.
I hope they do. I really hope they do. I think we all felt that when the company got their increase that, perhaps they just be a little bit, easy to get along with in the sense of coming to some sort of an agreement, but that doesn't seem to be the case. I think we're all hoping to settle as soon as possible, but we're also, I think, keeping in the back of our minds that it may go on for a long time, and, we're making alternate plans for ourselves in that case, in that event.
Can management provide the service that you've been providing?
I don't think so. I mean, they might for a little while, but I don't know how long that they could keep up the service.
I think there would have to be some restrictions on the service somehow, especially in the sense that, that they're going to have people working on the boards that really are not too familiar with it. And, I think they can maintain service probably, but not high-quality service, especially I think when they got their increase, wasn't that one of the objectives that they have to, increase or improve the quality of the service? I really don't think they can do that. Maintaining service is one thing, but improving it.
What was the reaction when the tour came through this morning?
You mean the news tour?
There was news and management, and I just kept my head down and kept doing my work.
Kept working down. The green light was on. That means there's lots of balls waiting.
Basically kept doing their job. We've had them this year before, actually. They came through once just before Christmas, wasn't it? So, they had a big plan. Somebody was rushing them out of there. Okay, that's enough. Let's keep moving, I said.
Boy,
yeah.
You need a fan down here.
How many people are here?
Thousands, I guess. There's a lot of union workers.
Because I don't know half the people, They're all from different offices. And for the last few days, even in our office, there's people that I didn't even know where they came from. People from all over helping out. One lady I ran into this morning, she had been working all night long. And she had another shift starting at 9 o'clock. She's just taking a little break.
Hey, Celia!
A lot of people were calling in. Some were very supportive, but other ones were saying things like, you should be in jail, and the company should make money. And I didn't say it, but I felt like saying, listen, I'm here working free of charge to provide you with a service, And saying things like that, really, I thought that was really rude. But I had a lot of calls like that, too. As well as a lot of, well-wishers as well, but a lot of nasty calls from people saying, the company has to make money and they have better things to do with their money. And
well, it's going to be a while before they get the service. The management hasn't taken over, so there is no telephone service long distance right now at all. Then, maybe they'll appreciate us. In general, though, the public has been very supportive of us, very supportive.
I think what really annoyed me was when McFarlane was on TV the other day, and some of the quotations as to wage earnings, I feel really, you know, he didn't ever once say an average wage, because he was, I think, quoting the highest possible wage that anyone would get, because the wage he was quoting for telephone operators is near what I make, and I've been here close to a year. You know, so I wish you would say something like an average wage. Or, you know, I think a lot of people out there in the public who don't know say, oh my goodness, the telephone operator is making so many, you know. What did he quote?
I don't know, but the one that they had in the paper, you know, the province on the Sunday morning said there is a limit. He had operators, it just said operators, $13,988, but he failed to mention that was after 4.5 years of service.
Yeah,
you know, so the public thinks that we're trying to make $20,000. And when you start at BCTEL, you barely clear $11,000. You barely clear that.
And that's with a lot of extra, you know, like working Sundays, night shifts, split shifts. So, you know, I think that's really misinforming the public. So what's the public going to think? Say, oh, well, look at that, a plane operator making $14,000 a year, you know, they want more money. That's really sort of, you know, not
with,
giving a clear view.
With, what we want, we might clear 13. We might. I'm not sure.
Just a little over $700 a month to clear the pay. That's not that much, really. You know,
and that's working long shifts.
Yeah, and that's working split shifts, night shifts, midnights, you know. It's not that long. Mind you, they do have a lot of benefits, too, you know. And then most large companies do.
So, and it's mostly women that work in the section that you
Yeah,
work in.
Yeah.
And how many of those women are trying to support children on that?
Quite a few. In our office, anyways.
Yeah.
You.
And you know, the job, I mean, it may not be a hard job in the sense that you're not doing manual labor, but you constantly have to think when you're there. Once you plug into your board, you can't have a cigarette, you can't smoke, your mind
can't
is constantly working. It's one, and some people seem to think that, you know, it's one call after the other, there's no break, you know. You've been there 28 hours, solid?
Feel my ears.
Listen. Your husband is like cauliflower ears, you know. But what do you think is the hard part about doing the Daisy job? Sitting.
I'm not sure. I think the monotony, the repetition, the tedium, and the insufficient information that people are prepared to give you for the information they require to take.
In general,
you know, give me Joe Blow in Kelowna. I don't, or give me Mr. Blow in Kelowna. I don't know his first name. I don't know what street he lives on. I just, you should know. Or Slonsky. How do you spell it? I don't know, don't you?
Aren't you trained to do these things?
Every other operator.
Well, how can I be trained to do these? How can I be trained to spell some name that I've never even heard of?
But she said, the operator always figures it out by some things. But I guess it's just the tedium of the thing. It's a low-class job. I hate to say that because I'm not suggesting that the people who do it are low-class people, but it's a tedious, monotonous, low-class job. I think there should be some compensation for monotony.
What do you think is going to happen in the next couple of weeks?
I don't know. I've been wrong every time. I've said that there's no way the company could turn down the Peck report, and it did. I said there's no way they could reject any suggestions that Collins might make, and it did. There's no way they could turn down Hall's report last time, and it did. There's no way they could turn down Hutchinson's report last time, and it did. I've given up. I hope that it doesn't last any more than a week or two. I really do. Morale now, I think the state of morale at BCTEL is at an irretrievable low. Even if they signed this afternoon for the Peck report plus 14% in the third year, it would do nothing to raise the spirits of the people in this room. I think the company has just done it. They killed any kind of initiative, motivation, or morale that the employees in this company have. It's in them. They've shown it in this labor dispute. They've shown it by the way they work their hearts out for nothing. But in the offer room, $12, $14, $15 an hour, whatever the top, well, that's exaggerated because the top rate would only be $14 an hour. But when you offer them money to do the things they've been doing over the last week for free, they refuse to do it. It's got to tell you something.
Yeah, well, you know, you sit there and you say, I've had, you know, I've been with BCTEL for 2 years, you know, And these past 4 days are the best days I've ever had since I've been here, you know. I've never felt so, you know, no pressure.
Part of the team, I think.
You know, and, you know, and you're all working. And, of course, all the other guys and all the other departments are joining you, right? And that makes you feel really good. But like, the pressure's off, you know, and you feel like you're actually accomplishing something by doing this, right?
The difference of being a person, part of a...
You know, you're not just a voice on the phone anymore, you're an operator, you know. People have respect for you because of what you did, of what the union has done taking over the building. And God, you wouldn't believe when people say, listen, you guys did a good job.
Sound level, check. Yeah, if you have it around that far, you'll get a really strong sound.
I haven't always been having it that.
Don't worry about it, just, you know, especially because it's going to be really, really...
crowd outside that I can do, and I hear there's another one upstairs. What I want to tell you is the same as I told the people outside. I'm going to be very brief. This thing has been just magnificent. It's pulled the union together, I think, more than any other single thing we've ever done. Plant guys have told me one after the other they now understand that the operators have been isolated and underpaid. We can win this thing carrying on the same way we've been told from sources that don't make mistakes that the telephone company can't handle it. They're complaining to the RCMP supervision in Ottawa that the local police are too inactive. The RCMP and the Vancouver City Police have stayed out of it, and they're going to continue to stay out of it. But there's one thing that you've got to understand, and we can't make any mistakes at this stage. The reason they stuck that camera out that window over there is only for one reason, to incite trouble. They expected that somebody would throw a rock at it or do something, because that's its only purpose. The industrial plants, the IWA, the steel workers, we've been working with them all along. Their plant committees have told their management that no BCTEL supervisors will be allowed in. The building trades won't allow them on the job. We can win this thing with peaceful picketing. When we leave here, you picket everywhere they go. Hang in there.
At least 500. The place seats for eating, it seats something like 200 anyway, just when they're eating.
So good. They said, Jesus, you guys are calling me phone numbers. I can understand them and get them written down before you hang up on me. Talking to some people from back east, everybody across the country.
Whoops, sorry.
We're going to win.
What did you think of that speech?
Good.
Did you agree with the part about the operators?
I suppose so.
You think that's true as a result of this?
We're all underpaid.
What part do you work in?
I work at the service center.
Uh-huh.
Fraser. But now I've joined them for, because I used to be an operator before.
What's the difference between being an operator and the service?
Between the operator and the service, well, we deal directly with customers, like about bills and accounts and long distance calls they're denying, you know, customers are denying. A lot of things.
So what do you
think? Yeah, we'll sing. So
for the union makes us strong.
Yeah. This woman.
How long have you been working?
About 28 and a half years.
So how many strikes have you seen, if you tell?
Well, all of them that have taken place, you know.
What do you think of this one compared to the rest?
Well, this is going to show its mark, I think. But I don't want to say too much right now because...
We'll wait till we get outside to see how things go. But I'm sure it'll work out all right. What did you think about the spirit during this whole occupation, the spirit
good.
Of the workers?
Good. Good.
Are you prepared for a long struggle ahead?
26 months.
Yeah?
26 months. Until they throw me far enough.
Are you all right?
Thank you.
The Employers Council Affiliate is the Workers' Forum. Read the editorials of the newspapers, never tell you it's the Workers' Forum. We want to destroy the economy of British Columbia. Whoa. Investment will run away. And sadly, at a time of declining profits, that's what just happens there. We're going to undo all the good that Bill Gates done going down to New York. Why think that Bill Gates should stay out of New York to the proper time? Fair warning to the Employer Council here in British Columbia. Fair warning to the politicians, whether it's Victoria or Ottawa. The gloves are off. Total discipline and economic action will never be police against the BC Cal, by the telecommunications workers, the federation, and all of its affiliates.
Great!
These three client groups, and they abused it by running to the courts and running to the labor relations board, etc. BC Cal is going to hell. We're going to mark out our program with the PWG, and I want to assure them and the staff meeting that we had last Saturday and the meeting I had in Harrison with all of the representatives up there, that the unanimous support of the affiliates of the Federation for the actions that will be forthcoming from the Federation of Labor. We will be relentless in that program until our brothers and sisters at the DW have a new contract. The action of the Federation is going to be a new contract for the civic workers.
Yeah.
Why do we want to do that? But it's very simple. It's a simple statement to say that there is no power greater. There is no power greater than working people in unity and in solidarity. We will win these 6 years. The Federation of Labor has come a long way. We're not going to see the conditions of any of our affiliates or the unions put out of business. I want to thank you here now for the tremendous response that's coming out. I want to request an honorary crowd for your work, the city workers, for their contributing. Your contribution has been great. It's been tremendous. And I want to assure you it's only a start. The telecommunications worker here thanks you. The Federation of Labor thanks you.
Okay, don't.
And confidence in the public and citizens of the.
The people take the vote, for the union makes us strong.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know, really.
No way. No, we're going to go celebrate, actually, I think, for a little bit, and then I guess it's off to get our signs. What are you going to do now?
Well, pray for a short one, I guess. What else can you do?
What are you going to do now? What am I doing? I'm not quite sure. I just have to wait and see what everybody else is doing.
What?
Why am I on? You're not on.
I'm on.
Shut up.
Because we were accusing each other of being on.
Why am I on? Why are you on?
So far, all of it has been wonderful. It's been really great. Today is a big problem because the viewfinder broke.
Hence, I have been shooting, but I have not had any clue about what I have been shooting because I haven't been able to see.
So we also get sound stuff for sure.
Oh,
and we got still stuff.
You know what? Maybe we should
see us later.
Yeah, well, we should go and look at this, but like tomorrow?
Yeah.
Maybe we should shoot. Let's find out where some of these people are picketing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We should go shoot the people, and we should probably.
Because
yeah.
they did me a favor and came over.
Actually, no, I didn't think I had as much support as I had until I took them out. Actually, until I was out of the room when the manager shut off the radio and came up and said, okay, it's 2:30 today, you're on strike, you're not being paid, leave the building. And the third came running up to get in there. So when I went in there, I said, I told her I thought it was a pretty sleazy maneuver. And she told me that she was the manager, and that was the way she was going to handle it. And I said, fine, as long as you realize that these people were working in here all day until you threatened to kick them out. So they stayed for another 2 hours. And then I got word to take them out, so we took them out. But not one person, for that 5 minutes I was out of the room, not one person budged. All they did was they pulled their plug and they just sat still. And that was really something. And then everyone showed up at strike headquarters. I was down here at 11 on Thursday evening because this building hadn't been taken down yet. I didn't know any of the people in there and they didn't know me. No questions asked, right? They just kept working. Between 10 and 10:30 on Friday morning, the entire North Shore office showed up. And I've had almost 100% participation from them. And that's even like it was our weekend off. And a lot of the people that work in North Van had plans to go away for the weekend or had relatives coming in. Even they showed up. You know, so, and yesterday was just fabulous. So basically, Van North Van, I mean, what was staffing in the Daisy office?
North Van and Vancouver.
Yeah. So it was like getting stronger.
Yeah, every day. It's really been great. When that woman phoned in from Banff, I mean, you just went, wow.
How do you feel about leaving? Like, do you
when I got the word, I was really angry, really annoyed. There's nothing I could do. It was just, you know, it was totally out of my hands. And we came in last night and we spoke to a couple of men that were involved in the 1938 lock-ins in the art gallery and the post office, and they really gave you a shot in the arm. Said, you know, you're doing everything right. Totally different times, totally different tactics. We couldn't have taken a more militant stand than what we did. What we did was actually quite fast. But when you're dealing with a monopoly, you've got to be very careful.
So what was the fear, the police or eventually?
I think the major fear, what I would consider it to be anyways, would be the fact that the public seems to be behind us 100%. And that's really encouraged us a lot, and that's brought a lot more people in too. But if we pushed it too far, we'd lose that support. And we don't want to do that. You know, we've tried to give the public the service that they're paying for, and now it's up to these people.
Yeah, it just seems to me that like what's really got to happen is this kind of thing today really escalated. Like, you do have public support. You have incredible public support.
I know.
To get them out there physically in the streets. So when the kind of stuff around the CRTC here, I know they're speaking on an interview capacity, just as someone who's been on the strike with some people. And people know it, you know.
And like a lot
lot of people in North Vancouver never worked with plant or clerical before, and they were training plant people. And,
yeah, that's really
and,
good.
Playing cards and sleeping with them, resting with them. And it's really good. Everybody feels 100%.
Everybody get up on the sidewalk, please.
You know, I heard some guy say that they... This one guy said to this other guy, he said, I guess it'll be a couple of years until you work switchboard again. And the guy said, listen, I'll work it for free, but I wouldn't work it for $55 a day.
That's
it was
right.
Really...
That's right. They understand what it's like to do that job now. Mm-hmm. You know, like before, it was just in black and white on paper, and it's a hard thing to understand unless you're stuck in that position. But they didn't get the worst of it either. Like, they didn't have managers on their ass all the time telling them that you came back from your break a minute late, it's going on your record. You've been to the washroom 4 times today, you know. Do you have a problem? Just total humiliation, and it just, you know, people just decide, I don't need this shit. And they quit, and we've lost a lot of good workers that way. But anyhow.
So the next strike may be equal pay. Equal value will be an issue. You know?
Well, that's not necessarily a problem in here. Like, the women that are in crafts get paid what the men in crafts get. The men in traffic offices get paid what the women in traffic offices get. It's just that the people that are working in traffic offices take much more abuse from management and other sources, and they seem to be on the lower end of the pay scale. So hopefully that's going to happen this time.
If you win.
Yeah.